Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ, who is a dive student, avid diver, just fresh from his first trip to the Florida Keys. He's hanging out with us today. How you doing, buddy?
I'm basking in the afterglow.
Is that what that is?
That was awesome.
I thought you would wet yourself.
Nope.
Okay. Bill the engineer is not here, but his son Eric is manning the controls, and we welcome Eric along for the ride today. We're going to talk about a way for you to leave your legacy as a diver by naming an ROV, a remote operated vehicle, the folks at the Nature Conservancy are having a name game type of contest. We'll tell you about that in just a bit. But first, Mike Ainge is on the line. Mike Ainge is a good friend of Scuba Radio over the years. He's on Scuba Radio right now once again. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm always fine, my friend. Doing okay. Only if I was wet, it'd be a little better. But, hey, what are you going to do, right?
Well, you know, I'm sailing on a beach in Fort Myers Beach at the moment. Been diving all morning, so I can relate. Being wet's better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just rub it in, why don't you, Mike? that's what you do as a diver when you're out there enjoying paradise like that. Why not? Now, Mike, you know, he's done a lot of stuff over the years. He's worked with rebreathers. He's done a lot of stuff with various dive publications and still works with some of them as well. But you have a new venture right now, Mike, right, that's kind of unique. Definitely a little bit different. Explain.
Well, we've launched a new magazine. It's called Seaduction, but it's a web-only magazine, which doesn't make it unique. There are a couple of those. But we're doing something a little different in that we're completely and totally subscriber-supported. So we have no advertisers to answer to and, therefore, no concerns to make when we start putting out editorial content.
And once again, I must reiterate that that's Seaduction. .com with SEA, because if you put in the other Seaduction, that's probably a pay-per-view type site as well. You hear what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So
yeah.
this is Seaduction.com, it's been around, the website's been around for a long time, but we've turned it into a web magazine in just the last couple of months.
Now, like you said, there are other people that have been doing online dive magazines over the last few years. And, you know, they all have their little niche, I guess, but you are going with a different model, a subscriber-based model, which really hasn't been done before or been done with any level of success. What is making your product or your online magazine so much different?
Well, you know, Greg, I did Lessons for Life and the training columns for Scuba Diving Magazine for the last 8 years, and I left them earlier this year, and we're bringing all of that quality content, and we're talking quality content. This is not amateur content. We have people like Donald Tipton, who's a very noted, well-published photographer, doing our imaging articles. We have Keith Phillips, who used to be the executive editor of Scuba Diving Magazine, on board, and we are publishing a magazine, not a subscriber newsletter. We may have a newsletter offshoot, but the magazine is our core product. In addition to that, we are trying to provide a fun community for, you know, divers to come out and participate in. So not only can you read the content from myself or Don Tipton or Keith Phillips, you can actually blog with us right on the site and have, you know, pretty immediate feedback from the writers that are posting our articles.
Yeah, and you know, I think that is the difference from what I'm aware of already, is that it's quality people. The other stuff out there online, I've perused some of it, and look, you know, God bless them for doing it, but it's no different from your dive buddy posting a web page, you know, and he happens to have some experience in diving. These aren't like professional writers, which is what we're talking about here. You guys have plenty, you know, more experience than most in the industry, let alone writing articles about diving. Like that Lessons for Life article, for people not familiar with it, Mike, these are basically breakdowns of scuba diving incidents or accidents that you kind of break down so you can see what happened, why it happened, and how to avoid it, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was the number one column at Scuba Diving for 8 consecutive years. And so that gives you an idea of the type of quality content we're bringing to this new project.
Yeah, and we're not talking about a ton of money here either. It's what, $12 a year or something like that?
That's all. We're talking about you know, less than the cost of a Coke in the 7-Eleven a month.
Yeah, there you go. So, and for that, you get some quality content, and obviously, people that are really hardcore into these particular, you know, this particular activity. And how technical are you going to get? Is it going to be some technical diving stuff and rebreather stuff too in there, or what are we looking at?
We're looking at the full gamut of diving. Diving's a lifestyle, and there are a lot of people with a lot of different interests in this lifestyle. And, you know, we're doing the training and the safety. We're also going to be doing the social side. We're going to have some adventures that only our subscribers can join us on. But we're going to be going from, you know, content that interests the basic diver all the way up to the stuff that interests the most complex thinking technical diver out there.
Got it. And I would imagine, once again, being that it's subscriber-based, you're going to kind of weed out other people on message boards that are just passerbys trying to spam this or spam that, I'm guessing, too, right?
Well, you know, we have a forum, and we're not going to moderate the forum. It's going to be pretty much like all the other forums. But we also have this professional side that only has pro content. And, you know, that's what we're focusing on. Is that and all of our, you know, all of our writers, they are professional writers, but they're also very experienced divers. So we're not like most of the magazines, you know, most of the publications out there have writers who dive. We have divers who write. And yes. That's one of the hallmarks of our business model is, you know, having professional divers with lots of experience writing these articles, but they also have to be very good writers.
Now, I've been covering this, you know, transition from print to the internet quite a bit, especially on our boat show, because the boat riders in particular are really taking it in the shorts when it comes to print media, and all these publishers are just shedding employees and that kind of thing. Is that kind of one of the reasons this whole seduction website came to be, is because you guys see that print media is just kind of going going south on all levels, and writers can't get good work from them, so it's time to just kind of take control over it for themselves, or what? What are you thinking about that?
I mean, I think you're right. I think, you know, print is, as a publisher at a major book publishing house just told me, for magazines and periodicals, you know, print's dead. We just haven't buried it yet. it's got a lot of things working against it. It's expensive. It's not environmentally friendly, you know, et cetera. But we looked at it from both perspectives. We decided we were going to launch a magazine, and then we started doing research to see how we wanted to do that magazine. And the bottom line for us was, with the expense of print, it would not have been possible to do this without advertisers. And that was one of the key things we wanted to do, is we wanted to be subscriber-based. We wanted to write for our subscribers, not for advertisers. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Now, you think that is a real problem with the magazines out on the market, as far as our... you know, reviews and things like that? Are they really getting tainted because of the advertising influence, or what? What can you shed, you know, in that arena? Shed some light on that arena.
I mean, I think, you know, anytime you are dependent upon income from any source, you have to think about how what you print may affect that source. And I mean, that's not censorship. That's you know, the advertisers choosing where they want to put their dollars. So, yeah, I think it has to have some impact on some levels. Do I think it, you know, grossly skews the content? Probably not. But in most cases, at least, there are clearly some cases where it does. But in most cases, it probably doesn't grossly skew the content. But the point for us was, we wanted to be free of even having that concern.
Yeah, well, you know, I agree with you, because, you know, over the years of doing Scuba Radio, people have asked me, Greg, why don't you review this product? Or why don't you tell us this regulator's better than that regulator? Or this fin's better than that fin? The reality is that's not our role here at Scuba Radio. Our role is to promote diving. And I don't, I think it's so subjective and can be so, I don't know, it's so difficult to be fair in an arena unless you have a totally unbiased situation to really say that one's better than the other. You can have your opinion, but one diver may like something better than another. And I just don't think that's definitely not something I want to get into, but I'd be the first to admit that if I did, I think we'd have a real problem with, you know, some of our advertisers maybe not getting rated as highly as they think they should. And I could see that pressure being put on the magazines that do just that. Is that what you're seeing, though? Have you ever seen anything that kind of make you raise your eyebrow? Like, well, this isn't exactly fair or on the up and up?
I've certainly raised my eyebrows. I won't say that I can document or prove that that's ever happened, because certainly I can't.
But, well, of course, yeah.
I certainly have raised my eyebrows at a couple of things that have happened over the years with various publications, and, you know, it's always a concern that you have.
Yeah. Well, I think what you're doing is good stuff. I especially like the quality of it, Mike, because that's really what it comes down to. If you got a product and it's good, maybe it's worth paying a few bucks for to get that level of quality that you need to pay the riders so they can make a buck or two and be able to produce the kind of quality that people would expect. So good work, my friend. Anything you've been a part of in the past has always been good, and I have no doubt this will be extremely successful as well.
Well, we appreciate the well wishes, and appreciate you having us on today.
You got it. All right, Mike, take care, buddy.
Take care, Greg. Thank
you. All right, that's Mike Ainge. Once again, seduction.com. Check it out. Sign up, $12 a year. Definitely something you might want to take a look at. And by the way, don't let the $12 scare you. It's definitely worth taking a look at. A lot of the stuff on the website is free. But if you want to get to some more of the hardcore articles and things that he mentioned, obviously, that's where the subscription comes into play.
It's always cool to learn something.
Always good to learn something. And you know, I can vouch for these guys. He's mentioned, you know, the names that he threw out there. I mean, these guys are very respected individuals in the dive industry. And not to knock all these other online, you know, magazines and things like that. But, I mean, you know, a lot of them are just picking up people that would love to be published. And there's not nothing. Everybody has their right to their opinion and that kind of thing. But, I mean, there is a level of respect and quality and background that a lot of these folks that Mike is attaching to on seduction.com that kind of brings up the level.
Well, they're pros.
Of quality. Yeah. You won't see me on there, for instance, is my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We'll leave that just to the radio. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Okay, I want to say, when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio, the first radio devoted to diving.
Yes, and that is Andrew. And maybe he should have a remotely operated vehicle named after him. Now, the Nature Conservancy is asking for your help right now to name their new underwater robot online. You have until August 31st at midnight to submit your suggestion. The winning name will be announced on September 25th. All you got to do is go to nature.org. Now, they've done this before, I believe, or maybe these are some of the nominations they've received already.
Now, that's only Monday night, so put your thinking caps on.
Yeah, you got to get moving on this.
Nature.org?
Yeah, nature.org is the website for the Nature Conservancy. And so they're naming their new ROV.
So it's like a robot, one of those little bathrooms.
Yeah, one of those things they use, like Explore Titanic and that kind of thing. Nominations so far, let's see, they have Beagle. which was Darwin's famous ship. Did you know that it's its 200th birthday this year?
Duh.
Okay, let's see. Rachel Carson, environmental legend and inspiration. Okay, whatever. Rock Lobster, now you're getting more my level.
That's pretty cool.
Or Nemo. So, you know, these are some of the suggestions that they've had. And you're welcome to vote for your favorite name. And actually, now that I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, wait a minute. You get to just pick from those? I thought I had read that they're looking for suggestions, but maybe you just get to pick from those five. Now, that's lame.
Might want to read that before you hit the air with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but... well, no, that would be...
Takes out all the fun?
Yeah. I like people to be able to see behind the curtain.
Hey, what the...
See the show prep or lack thereof that goes into the show.
They get on the website. That's not what Greg said at all.
No, not at all. Well, maybe we need to start in a write-in campaign because these are lame. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's what they did on the Colbert Report, right? Didn't they name that treadmill?
Right, in the space station.
Yeah, they named it the an acronym for his name, Colbert.
Right.
Combined Operational Load-Bearing External Resistance Treadmill. Maybe we could do something like Scuba Radio.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we're big time into acronyms with diving.
Well, Scuba's already. Yeah, it's already.
Dan, you know, maybe we come on.
Greg.
Yeah, well, I would like an ROV named after me.
Great, ready.
Greg's Box.
External. Gregarious.
Something that explores the deepest
regions.
Crevices in the something.
Cracks?
Yeah. I don't know. But
Fishers?
Surely there's a write-in thing for an ROV because, you know, Beagle, Rachel Carson, Rock Lobster, and Nemo. Out of all those, I guess Nemo sounds interesting to me. Or, you know, like what you would expect a cute name for an ROV to be.
Mm-hmm. Is that an acronym or just the word Nemo?
No, Nemo like the movie.
Right, but I mean, it's, so it doesn't stand for anything.
Unless we make one up. Never emerge.
From mermaids.
Never erect monuments outside. No, I don't know. Anyway, nature.org. You
makes
can
no
in.
Sense.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we have very smart listeners, way smarter than the hosts.
Nematode. Existentialist.
Amphibious underwater.
Amphibian, something. That's A.
I know. We make up our own acronym.
Oh, so it's not Nemo anymore.
How about ASS? Amphibious System Submersible.
Sea Life. Sea Submersible. Amphibious Sea Submersible.
That's it! See? And we did that in 2 minutes. And they got to wait for 3 whole days to make up their mind?
Yeah, there you go. Look at these idiots. Someone typed in ASS.
No, that's amphibious.
Submersible.
What?
Sea submersible.
Right. See, we can't remember, but at least we came.
There's only three words.
We get credit for that too. I think we get some kind of T-shirt. Hopefully, if our name wins.
Cool.
And if they don't like it, maybe we just get our own ROV, or maybe there's something here we have in the.
You
studio.
Know what? We could name one of your scooters.
That's what I have 3 of them. Maybe that's what we. That's what we need to do.
Ass 1, 2, and 3.
Why not? Yeah, well, you know, ass would be one for sure, but we got to come up with 2 others. Now, if you have any suggestions to name the Scuba Radio scooters, why not? Let's do it. 888-88-SCUBA. Ass one.
That's ridiculous.
I like it. And we can put it right there on the side of the scooter, too. It would create so much less confusion when we have all 3 scooters out.
Which one? You take ass.
I'll take boobs.
We're looking for ass.
Boob
what?
Two. I'll take boob two. Oh, brother. Are we having too much fun? Well, that's what it's all about when you're a diver, isn't it? It is indeed.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Bust a blood vessel trying to come up with names for these scooters.
It's hard.
This ain't going to work.
It's hard.
Yeah. So feel free to chime in 888-88-SCUBA if you'd like to name the Scuba Radio scooters. Or you can always email us info@scubaradio.com during the week. All right. Moving on to some other diving-related stuff. And then there's some things that CJ and I need to talk about and reminisce after our trip in the Keys. And actually in the Bahamas,
the stuff
too.
We can remember?
Yeah. It's all coming back to me. It's been a week now.
The diving part.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, we got pictures from the other part. You forgot about those.
Oh, my God, that's right. Destroy them.
Yes. I wish I would, but I can't get them from law enforcement. Anyway, Divers Alert Network is, they're working on their Dan Dive Safety Project right now. And if you don't know what this is all about, it entails dive profiles from your dive computer that are submitted to Dan. And they take this, this information and they put it in a big computer and they use all this statistical stuff, all these dive profiles from thousands of divers to find out, you know, what exactly is going on as far as, you know, are you getting close to the limits, that kind of thing, by using such a huge sampling. And their goal this summer was to reach 10,000 dives, and they're already halfway to that goal throughout the summer. So any dive between May 27th and September 7th, 2009, is eligible for submission. And so we are starting to get into the last month here of their profile submission thing here for the summer. So make sure you get involved. Just go to the Dan website and participate in the Project Dive Exploration Extravaganza. There's a little button there that you can click on, and you'll get instructions on how to upload your dive profiles from your dive computer. Just about every dive manufacturer is offering this option on their computer now. And you'll have a chance to win all kinds of free Dan stuff to boot for just helping out for this good, good cause and research project.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ with me. We were just in the Keys last week. And we're diving off of Captain Marlon Scott's fish monster boat. It was a Lures 35-foot fishing vessel, actually. Not really, your typical dive vessel. This is basically a private fishing vessel that, you know, obviously we brought some tanks on board and used it as a dive boat that day, and it worked out pretty well. Was that your first experience on a privately owned dive, you know, a dive adventure type thing?
Yeah, for sure. It was
awesome. How did you like that compared to going out with a dive charter?
Well, I liked it better.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just us.
Exactly. I mean, just have a little bit more freedom,
not that the
right?
dive charters are great, but just you have a lot more room.
Yeah. Well, this is true. I mean, there's good and bad. The bad is that you got to lug your own tanks and weights, which, by the way, we forgot.
So, you forgot.
Oh, well, I forgot.
A whole bunch of weights.
A whole bunch of bags of weights on every single dive. That I left in the, promptly left in the truck.
Except that one.
As well as the cooler of ice.
I think it is cool how we improvised.
We did. We used fishing lures for dive weights.
And
they're
rock.
Lead weights.
And rocks.
And rocks. In a pinch, rocks always work.
And it worked.
It did.
The first half of my dive, when I had a full tank of air,
mm-hmm.
I could stay down okay. And then as I sucked it dry, I started to get more buoyant.
Yeah, you needed more rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is in a pinch. I mean, you know, they sound so obvious when you say it out loud, but when you're struggling and trying to figure out, oh my gosh, I forgot my weight belt, or I forgot my weights, or they don't have any weights. Hey, just go get some rocks, throw them in your pocket, throw them in your BC pocket, or into a dive belt or whatever, and that will work in a pinch for sure.
Yeah, if you want to dive bad enough, you're gonna find a way.
You're gonna find a way,
yeah,
and
we did.
We absolutely did. We went down, did some diving for lobsters off of this private vessel, which was really nice, and I do like that, but. But like I said, when you're on a private boat, there's a few extra things you got to take into consideration. One being that you do have to carry your own weights. You do got to carry your own tanks, where generally, if you're going out on a charter, they provide this stuff for you. And they might even have
backups. See, that's
what it is.
We're used to going out on the charters, so you didn't think to bring the weights.
Right, yeah. You get kind of spoiled.
Yeah, I got my gear. Let's go. We got our tanks. We got the gear. Let's do it.
And you know, it's a little bit more independent, too. You got to take a little bit more... responsibility for yourself when you're out on a private boat. You still have a buddy team usually, and you want to go down, but there's not there's not a dive guide, for instance, showing you the reef, so you got to know the area very well before you head out on a private vessel, or you're diving with somebody who can tell you, okay, this is where you need to go, this is your profile, and just kind of be a little bit smart.
In some ways, we had a little extra partners, because we had snorkelers up on the top.
We did. Captain Scott and his wife were putzing around up top, snorkeling and watching CJ and I go for the lobster. And we did pretty good. We got five tail and or five lobsters and actually a few more, but they were females or shorts or something.
I caught a couple that were a little too small. We let them go.
Yep. And I'd say we probably did about eight or nine. Over our few days of diving, which it could have been better, but like I said, it's about finding them. That's the big trick when it comes to lobster hunting.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, you're an ocean. Settle down, what's a commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of love and emotion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. CJ hanging out with me right now. We're talking a little bit about, places we're going and places we've been. Pretty much in everything in between when it comes to diving adventures. Just got back from the Florida Keys. Right before that, I was in the Bahamas on our latest Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And one of the things I didn't really get to talk about much on that broadcast from a couple weeks ago that I want to throw out there is that we were experimenting with some new equipment. Now we had demos just like we will have on our next one September 26th. If you want to join us, by the way, call up Explore Ventures, go to exploreventures.com, tell me you want on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We go out of Freeport, Bahamas and dive with wild dolphins, but we will have all this extra demo gear on board for you to try out for the week, just like we did a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you always have the greatest toys.
Yes, I bring along all kinds of toys.
We have Santa.
Olympus cameras, the new Tough 8000 cameras with housing, so you can take them down underwater without a housing to 33 feet, with a housing to as deep as you can go beyond recreational limits even. So we bring a few of those on for you to play with and get some really nice still shots. And then we have the Bonica HD underwater cameras. And you want to hear a testimonial about that thing. Captain Dave from the CX2, the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard, he emailed me this week and said he bought one. So, you know, they have the video cameras, the Bonica HD cameras, still on the boat right now, and they're going to stay there until we get there on the week for September 26th. So you can just play with them. And he liked them so much, he ended up buying one. So go figure. And then if that weren't enough, then we have Oceanic and Aries dive gear, some new dive watches, the Manta Aries dive watch for people to demo as well. So we'll have that type of stuff on the one for September 26th. Now, you know, there's also my personal stash. And here at Scuba Radio, one of the perks of hosting our goofy little radio show every week is that we do, you know, get invited to try out a lot of new stuff. You know, the manufacturers are saying, Greg, could you go play with this and play with that? I mean, I kind of know everybody in the industry after 12 years or a lot of them, and I'll start talking to them, and they'll say, hey, we have this new computer. And I'm like, hey, I want to try that. I'm like, okay, here, Greg, go dive it a couple times and then tell us what you think of it. And I get to that's one of the cool gigs of my job, okay? And I do take advantage of that. One of the new things that I got from a company called OTS, Ocean Technology Systems, is underwater communications equipment. A lot of people have come up to me over the years and say, Scuba Radio, oh, that's underwater radio, right? How do you listen to the radio underwater? I've heard that for 12 years. Okay?
Take this cord, plug it in, and get in your bathtub.
And they say it just like, hey, man, they say it just like this. Well, how do you get a radio underwater? They sound like that.
Then you hit them in the head with a baseball bat and move on.
Actually, I usually smack them with my fin.
Okay.
Right in the ace. But that's okay. You know, they don't know any better, and that's fine. But, you know, there are underwater communication systems. You know, you usually have to use a full face mask. And we have done that a couple times over the years. We've done some underwater segments, whether it was at, you know, Epcot. We did it at the Living Seas Pavilion there at Disney World. We've done some other stuff on site with some other vendors on a liveaboard and that kind of thing. But we've never really had our own underwater communication gear until now. Our friends at OTS, I've been talking to them for the last year or so about hooking Scuba Radio up with a system that we could use on a more continual basis, and when we go out on our dive sites, have a little system where we can record underwater. We can actually do a portion of the show underwater.
It's the future.
It's the future.
Scuba Radio.
So Scuba Radio, well, it won't be a underwater radio, but we could actually do the show underwater. And so what we're doing, they've set me up with their Guardian face mask. This is a full face mask. So you don't have the regulator in your mouth, the mouthpiece part, where so you can talk. You
that's
have to have
weird.
That air space in the mask so you can actually talk
that's
underwater.
That's got to take some getting used to.
You know, it's not as much as you think. It's a little awkward at first. It looks strange. You know, it's
look like Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. He's a
Luke, I am your father.
You know, you definitely can do some of that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Because you definitely hear the regulator noise even more so when you're wearing a full face mask. You kind of get that
cool
Star Wars type of thing going on. So you know, I got their mask, and it's equipped with underwater communication gear. Buddy phones is what OTS uses. So it's like a wireless underwater transmitter and receiver system that mounts on your ear and the strap of your mask. And then I'm going to actually have a receiver hooked up to our video housing. So my underwater video housing right now is being equipped from Reef Photo with its own receiver buddy phone. So when we're underwater, I'll actually be able to film our videos, our underwater high-definition videos, and record audio and, like, narrate what I'm seeing at the time. So
you can play Jacques Cousteau.
Again, you are looking at a cuttlefish. That is a cuttlefish you are looking at right now.
That is a mermaid, Kelly.
Yes, this is a mermaid.
This is one of her finest bikinis.
This is one of her finest moments. And but anyway, it's going to open up some interesting videos at the bare minimum, and of course we can take the audio and play it back on the radio, and literally instead of just talk about the dive, we'll be able to actually, hey, here's when we were diving this place.
Cool.
And that'll be all thanks to our friends at Ocean Technology Systems. The technology has really gotten remarkably good. And these Guardian full face masks, like you said, they're a little, you know, strange at first, but once you get the feel of them, I got to tell you, when I was on the liveaboard, I had plenty of opportunity to switch back and forth from going from a regular traditional open circuit regulator to this full face mask. And after a few dives, I started preferring the full face mask because it's all dry. It's really, you know, because it constantly is pushing new air into the face mask to keep it clear and obviously allow you to breathe. And your whole face stays dry.
Now, do you use more air, less air, or the same amount of air?
At first.
Is there any difference?
At first, you use more because it's like, you know, you're a new diver. You're using a new system, probably a little worked up. But after I did it a few times, it was the same as I was using a regular regulator.
Cool.
Yeah. So we got that to look forward to. Underwater broadcast. More coming your way right here.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Release the sharks! Mr. Powers, you'll notice that all of the sharks have laser beams attached to their heads. I figure every creature deserves a warm meal.
Dr. Evil, it's about the sharks. When you were frozen, they were put on the endangered species list. We tried to get some, but it would have taken months to clear up the red tape.
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads. Now, evidently, my cycloptic colleague informs me that that can't be done. Can you remind me what I pay you people for? Honestly, throw me a bone here. What do we have?
Sea bass.
Right.
All right, hey, before we wrap up today's big broadcast, you know, before you're going down, you might want to make sure you bring a towel with you on the dive boat. We had a tendency to forget ours, and luckily we just received a new stash of Scuba Radio dive towels that are modeled very appropriately by Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and I don't believe she's wearing a swimsuit by the look of that
picture. So she would just be Kelly, the model.
Yes. The Scuba Radio towel model.
Kelly, the naked model.
Well, no, I don't know if she's naked or not. But you can't tell because she's holding a towel up. But she looks like she's naked.
I'm going to go try to figure that
it's
out.
At the Scuba Radio merchandise page. If you go to scubaradio.com, you'll see it right there at the top of the Scuba Radio merchandise link that's right under latest news at scubaradio.com on the main page. So go there, buy your Scuba Radio Uzi dive towels. They're really nice towels, $14.99. Buy two, you get free shipping. Free shipping on any orders over $15. So it's quite a deal. They've been actually quite a hot commodity. Not only has our web traffic went up substantially on the merchandise page after Kelly's picture has been posted up there, but we've actually sold some stuff.
Hey.
We've sold some towels. I haven't gotten any emails back saying, hey, where's the model?
Well, you should put some on there, model not included.
Yes. Well, you know.
Get your own damn model.
Yeah, exactly. A model extra. Maybe that's what it should be.
We can negotiate. Kelly. You got to talk to Kelly about that.
Do I? Or do I not?
I don't know, maybe.
What are you saying?
I'm Greg the Pimp Master is what I'm saying. Maybe I'm not. I can say that because I know she doesn't listen.
Yeah.
All right, well, that'll do it for this week of the big show. CJ, thank you.
Hey, thanks for having
Eric,
us.
Eric, thanks for hanging, buddy. Did a
thank
good job.
Thank you for having
Made
us.
Dad proud today, for sure.
Yeah, good job, man.
All right, till next week. Remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. CJ?
Good damn, everybody!
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.